My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Good morning. Welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks to those of you that are both watching and listening today. You can always watch us and listen to us live at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Also through our speaker podcast is live in the mornings as well, across several of our radio programs that are live as well. And then you can also watch us across several social media platforms, including they've decided to make me a digital creator on Facebook. Funny story. They banned me. They shadow banned me. They did all of that. But when I started, when I put up, I just notified them. I said, look, you need to understand this is ministry. This is his, not mine. My understanding is that when you do something that offends him, it's possible that things might fall off on your body. Just saying. They made me a digital creator for that. Who would have thunk? Anyway, Clout Hub Getter, you can find us over there. And, of course, we always put our programs up on Rumble after we are done. All right. Well, hey, hot topics today. Matt Long and I are going to talk about the evil that we're facing and really recognizing that we are in a spiritual battle. But we're going to talk about all the things you may not realize, the materials, the clothing, the all of the places where there are these demonic symbols all around. We are flooded with this garbage. And it's really amazing. It's stunning. We'll talk about that coming up. Lynn M. Taylor will be with us today. We'll talk about Common Core. We'll talk about how the Communist Teaching Act that's supposed to remove communism is actually doing the opposite. And then that'll be the bottom of this hour. Top of the next hour, we'll have Mr. Gorham will be with us, and we'll talk about how green energy is failing us. But let's talk right now about one of the this is probably one of the greatest scams that's happening. Seriously, I have 5 kids. I have 2 that are married. I have 2 that are eligible but are not married, and 1 that's 16 that's not eligible. But I mean, he is eligible, but he's not eligible, if you get my drift. Anyway, but, you know, talking about how difficult it is to find someone with the right kind of values in this world that we're living in. My next guest has put together an app to help solve that dilemma. And I want to welcome to the program Jason Lee. Jason, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, good morning, Pastor. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, we were talking in the green room. You're a dad now. You've got a 10-month-old of your own that you're now having to kind of, you know, forecast into the future. What is that going to look like? How long have you been married, if you don't mind my asking?
Yeah, I've been married to my wife for about 6 years now.
So you went through kind of the whole, you know, dating scene and kind of trying to figure that out and find the right person and so on. I've been married for 36 years. So I think, oh, thank you. But I think, you know, and I thank God because he just kind of said, this is the one. And I was like, okay. And I just kept pursuing her until she said yes, you know. but it's a whole different world now than it was 36 years ago. Talk to us about what, you know, what young people are dealing with, what's happening when you're trying to figure out who this, and I think young people, and maybe you'll disagree, but I think young people don't understand what covenant is. They don't. It's like this is. I'm just going to test the waters. Didn't the water turned a little funky. I'm not going there anymore.
Right.
There's a lot. I mean, it's like it's everything's kind of a temporary hookup. I mean, even 10 years, but it's still in the minds of participants. There's no permanency.
Right. So, yeah. So let me set kind of the stage for you.
Please.
In the United States. So according to data this year, about 30 million Christians are going to use an online dating app. So it used to be just all in-person dating. And now it is heavily, heavily shifted over the past decade and a half to digital dating. And the issue with that is that the majority of the large Christian dating apps are actually secularly run. So apps like Christian Mingle, Upward, eHarmony, all these apps are not run by Christians. They're run by secular companies, and therefore they don't have the same goals that we have, the same morals, the same values. And the problem is that is basically people feel safe going there. You know, they go to a site, it has Christ in the branding. They think, hey, this has got to be something safe for me. And it's just not the case. And, you know, something that you hit on, I think that is so important is the lack of knowledge with the younger generation and also into the older generation. So when we started Higher Bond, which is the Christian dating app we built to solve a lot of these problems, we spent the last year traveling the country, talking to pastors, ministry leaders, singles, And the biggest thing that we identified was this knowledge gap. And a lot of it's because, you know, pastors have been married for 5, 10, 36 years. And when somebody comes to you looking for guidance and answer on this new digital dating, you're not going to know what to say to them. And that's understandable because, you know, you haven't been dating for or courting for 30, 40 years, and it's wildly different now. And so what we actually did, so we have Higher Bond, which is the app we created. And immediately after our third or fourth stop talking to people, I said, we've got to do something about this knowledge gap. We've got to address this knowledge gap. And so we started a side ministry project called The State of Dating, which is actually an event we're running this week. It's a completely free educational seminar. It's virtual for ministry leaders, singles, and it's basically sharing what the church needs to know about online dating. And so what we're going to do is we're going to dig into real world examples. What are the hidden blind spots that Christians need to be aware of? We're going to be joined by Dr. Paul Johns. He's got a PhD in marriage counseling, and he's the head of human development and family services at Messiah University. So we're going to talk to him about how some of this digital dating is affecting relationships. And really what we're trying to do with that project is just get the information out there, because it was so interesting this summer as we were traveling and we would talk to people and we would share what we're doing, where they're like, oh, that sounds great. They're like, I'm on this dating app. And, you know, and for example, Upward is currently the most popular Christian dating app in the country. They've got millions of Christian users in the US, but they're actually, a lot of people think that they're owned by a Christian organization, but they're actually owned by a company called Match Group, which is an $11 billion company that owns half of the online dating industry, including Match.com, Hinge, and even Tinder, which is a casual hookup style dating app.
Yeah. And I'm old, but I followed the news and I've read a little bit about what Tinder's about. Holy smokes. Okay.
Right. And so what they did, and this is where the jaw drops usually happen, is they actually took the exact same technology from Tinder and took the word Tinder off, put Christ in the branding and said, here you go. Here's your Christian dating app. So there's inappropriate content. It still uses the swipe-based matchmaking, which is the new craze. But something we're going to talk about on Thursday at the State of Dating is what that's doing to people's brains. It's creating these addictive dopamine loops and basically getting them hooked on it. So Christians think.
So that sounds, I mean, pardon me for interrupting, but that,
yeah,
that no, but that sounds almost kind of like the whole, the issue with porn, right? I mean, it's kind of the same,
yes,
right? Because it's working on trying to create an addiction and
it's very good at it.
And the addiction then is to the quest or the dating, but not right. to a relationship. Am I hearing you right? Am I targeting that correctly?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the way these swipe based dating apps work, and basically if anyone's new to it, it's, and we'll explain on Thursday how this all works, but basically
don't do it.
With swipe dating, that is the don't do it. But you're shown one person,
right?
You swipe one way if you like them, you swipe another way if you don't, and they're swiping as well. And if two people match, you know, say that they're interested, it creates a match. And what happens is when you get that match, it's firing a dopamine rush in your brain because it's a surprise. It's this exciting thing. And then what you do is you end
up chasing like getting likes on social media. I mean, come on, let's be real, right? Yeah. If you're out here doing what, you know, what Jason's doing now, what I do every day, you want somebody to like it. You'd appreciate sure. it if more than just, you know, your mom and a friend were the right. audience, you know. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Yeah. And so what you end up doing is you end up chasing that dopamine loop and you start doing what's called doom scrolling, which is exactly where we first saw it was with social media, mm-hmm. people chasing that high. The problem is when you get the next match, you don't know what's coming. The newness of the app has worn off and now you're addicted to it. And they've shown that this doom scrolling leads to feelings of anxiety, depression, emotional burnout. And so that's coming from the largest Christian dating app currently, in the country right now. And so that's where, you know, on Higher Bond, which is the app we built, you get 3 to 5 matches a day. There's no swiping. There's nothing like that. You check out your 3 to 5 matches. You can only send a message to one of those people per day because we want to get away from this quantity, this fast, you know, just how can I see the as much as possible. And the craziest part about it is people's brains are wired to want that. It's like a kid in a candy store. And it was so funny when we first launched Higher Bond, people would write in, they're like, how do I get more than five matches today? How do I get more? And you would just, you could feel through these emails, you could feel these people, you could feel that addiction. And, you know, and it was cool because it created a teaching moment for us to share and say, hey, look, here's why you're only getting this many. Here's why there's no swiping, is where you don't know what these apps are doing to your brain. And I remember, it's so funny, you talk about the young people. We were traveling to Christian music festivals across the country this summer, okay, sharing what we're doing. And we were at an event in Chattanooga, Tennessee, called J-Fest. And I remember we were sharing with these young kids, hey, there's no swiping on this app. And as this kid's walking away, he's like, yeah, but I love the swiping. And that was just kind of the mentality, is because, right, of course he loves it, right? Because his brain is telling him this is good for you, when in fact it's not. And so, again, yeah, that's, we're going to be talking about a lot of that. If people want to join us for the State of Dating, they can just go to thestateofdating.com, completely free. It's just a ministry training for us, trying to get that knowledge out there.
What's the filtering process? How in depth is the questionnaire? Sure. Because obviously, you know, and I get that in the day and age, I guess, that we're living in, we're having less of this person-to-person interaction. So that's creating some of these issues. I honestly wish we'd get back more to, you know, a young lady going into a club is running a very large risk these days.
Very large.
But I think that young men are running the same kind of risk, you know, in a different manner. So it's the club environment, you know, even the gym environment, right? You monitor where you are, what kind of a gym you're going into. Is it a meat market, or is it a place where people are seriously about, you know, improving their health and their well-being? Right. I mean, these are all, we just have gotten to the place, and I think it goes back to the base of what we talk about, and hopefully we're educating on this, is, you know, nobody's life matters anymore, and everybody's just a hunk of flesh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, unfortunately, it's true. And so you mentioned filtering. I think there's two ways to look at that. You know, okay, number one is how you talked about choosing the right gym to go to. That's where it's actually, you know, people are trying to get better with their fitness. And with dating apps, it should be people are going to places that are actually Christ-centered, that are actually built on biblical values. And that's what passionately upsets me so much about the dating industry, is that these Christian dating apps that are leading the market right now are putting on that facade for people. And people are coming there and they're feeling safe and they're letting their guard down, you know, and not realize. I mean, on Upward, if you go and you swipe, you spend 10, 15 seconds in the app and you're seeing excessive cleavage, bikini photos, you know, sexually suggestive photos. And this is on a Christian dating app. And so the problem is, you have people that are, they think they're filtering where they're going, and it's just not the case. And then, you know, the second step of that is, what are the apps doing,
right,
to filter and protect that? And so one of the things we do on Higher Bond is 100% of members are verified before they go through. We've got several processes to verify that they are who they say they are. 100% of photos are manually verified. So it's not AI, it's not something like that. It's, right, it's an actual person with Christian morals and values looking and saying, is this picture wholesome? Should this be something that should be shown to other people, or could this cause a brother and sister to stumble? And so we take a very hard line on that. And so that's the beginning of, and then 100% of profiles are also verified for that same thing. They're also manually looked through to say, hey, is there anything inappropriate here? And that's, you know, and we don't catch 100% of everything. We try our best,
sure,
but it's way more than kind of what else is out there, because those jaw drops I was talking about, people saying, man, I thought I was in an environment that was safe and Christ-centered, and I let my guard down and I got hurt because of that. Or, you know, I got emotionally scarred because of that, or I got scammed, sure, because of that. And so that's really what.
So, you know, one of the things we opened with was talking about, you know, the scamming aspect of this. We got about 7-8 minutes left, but okay, if you could take just about 3 minutes of that and, sure, and explain, what are the biggest scams that are being run on Christians right now on dating sites? We talked about the morality thing, and I get all that, but I mean, you know, like, is it money? Is it?
Absolutely.
I mean, what are the scams?
So romance scams is the industry term for it. And it's basically somebody pretending to be someone they're not to try and separate you from your money. And this happens a lot on dating apps. And unfortunately, Christians are a much higher value target because of this, because of our giving nature, our compassion, our care for others, including strangers and people that we just met. And so what happens is these scammers will find a way to scam their way onto the site. We see them trying to get on all the time. And once they're on, they'll build a connection. They'll build a relationship with somebody. And then all of a sudden, hey, my kid's sick. I can't pay the medical bill. Or, hey, I'd love to come see you, but I don't have the money to come see you. And, you know, it sounds to somebody who doesn't have an emotional connection, it sounds like, oh, nobody would ever fall for that. But imagine you've been talking to somebody for a couple weeks, a couple months, and you feel like you've built this connection with them. And so we have an entire segment on the state of dating.
Manti Te'o, right? I mean, that's one of the ones that people might know about, but I actually watched ESPN's documentary on that, and it's just so sad. I thank God that he has, you know, found a wife and children, but his, you know, his love of playing football and his career and everything that he spent so much time was destroyed by someone who has obviously some very serious mental issues.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, exactly. And it's not always financial. Like you said, it's emotional as well. Some people, you know, they think, oh, if I pretend to be this other person, then I can talk to these people that maybe I wouldn't have been able to otherwise. And the good thing about these scams is, it's the good and the bad, I guess, is that the best weapon to fight against it is education, right? So the more knowledgeable people are about what the potential scams are, the more knowledgeable they are about how to spot them right away, the quicker they can. And then, you know, also, what are the things you can do to verify that that person is who they say they are? A lot of the romance scams are you know, they'll be talking to this person for 2 months and they'll have never seen their face.
Right.
They've never video chatted with them.
Right.
And a lot of times, so one of the things we're sharing in the state of dating is, what are the 10 most popular lies that people share? And one of them is, I'm in the military far away, or I'm on an oil rig. And the reason for that is that when you ask to video chat with them, they say, I'm in a war zone right now.
Can't do that. Hey, yeah. Right. Right.
I can't, you know, I'm so sorry.
So that's red flag. Big red flag. I mean, that's like, that's walk away time. That's okay.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Right.
You know, when you're not in that place anymore, you know, reach out to me and we'll talk
Right. And so that's where, but it's, if you don't have that education of that, if you're not aware of that, then you might be like, oh, okay, well, I don't understand the military, that maybe that's how it works. They're not allowed to use their phones or whatever. And so, you know, and that's why, that's another area where I just got so passionate about this education piece. And I think that, unfortunately, from talking with a lot of pastors, I think the singles are an underserved population in the church. And
so,
it's not.
So now, I'm so sorry. I'm just looking at our time and I want to try to get.
Yep.
So now someone has gone into the app, they filled out the applications, they're getting their five people and they're looking at those individuals and they're, you know, maybe 2 weeks down the road and they kind of just don't feel like they've hit, you know, they've got the right person. And then all of a sudden here comes Wednesday and, oh my gosh, look, hey, that this could be the one. Now what? What are the steps? How long should someone, you know, how long do you wait before you, make a phone call, set up an in-person encounter? What's that look like?
Yeah. So I'll tell you something super interesting. So I was sharing that Dr. Johns will be on that training with us. And one of the things we talked about is, how does that play into the relationship development for new and budding relationships? Mm-hmm. And so I'll save that for that. But to talk more on kind of like a safety, security, what does that look like?
Okay.
The overarching theme of Dr. Johns is slow everything down, slow it down. And the overarching theme for me when it comes to safety as well is slow everything down.
Okay.
Because the number one lie that people say is, or it's, I think it's number four is, I just got to know you, but let's talk about marriage, right? And so they start to push that. And again, they know that Christians are marriage minded. And so it becomes easy. So, you know, what I tell people to do is, you know, keep the conversation on the app to begin with, right? Don't take it to another channel, because when it's on the app, there's a lot of things we can do to protect you. There's a lot of things we can do to help you kind of, you know, sniff out if something is wrong. But a lot of what these scammers will do is they'll be like, hey, it's easier to chat on email, or hey, it's easier to chat on WhatsApp, or let's go to text. And so I recommend people to stay on the app as long as possible.
Okay.
Be careful with the information that you give up, right? There's, you know, certain things like asking somebody what their mother's maiden name is, or things that, or like, what's your dog's name? But then you think that those are your banking security questions, you know, what was your dog's name or whatever. And so being careful of that, and right. then, and just taking it slow and not allowing yourself to get infatuated. And so I recommend that people talk for a couple weeks on the app. That's personally what I would say. And then from there, the next step would be to move to some form of video chatting platform, right? Something like this, where I can see, like, you are very clearly, you know, Pastor Greg Young, you can see that very clearly I am Jason. And that way you can then at least verify that, okay, this person is matching the pictures,
right?
Because 90, 95%, 98% of the scammers that come through, they scrape pictures from a real person's social media account,
sure.
put those
sure.
up, and then, you know, they're obviously don't look like that. And so that's one of the great ways that we get rid of most scammers is we force people to take a very unique selfie to verify that they are the person in those pictures.
Okay.
And so, you know, so jump into video chat like that. And then from there, once you're kind of comfortable, like, okay, this is that, then you can start looking at potentially meeting in person in a very public place, take things slow. And again, this entire process, you're looking out for these red flags.
I'm grateful for all that. I'm also heartbroken, right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just that, you know, that we live in this society these days where there's, you know, where it's so predatory. And on both sides, women right. and men, as I mentioned to you, you know, the Trevor Bauer situation and what happened to, you know, what happened to him, you know, and I had, I forget Michelle's last name, but she's an attorney, and predominantly she works in defense of young men who've been falsely accused in college.
Wow.
And it's, you know, it's stunning the numbers of young men that get accused, and under Title IX, once you're accused, you have no defense. That's it. You're guilty until right. proven innocent. And even right. once you're proven innocent, it's on your record and it never leaves. It's on your academic record and it never leaves, and it follows you to every school you apply for.
That's terrible. Yeah, that's like you said, it's heartbreaking. And then again, circling back to the fact that 30 million Christians in the U.S. are going to use a dating app this year.
Yeah, Higher Bond, folks, I've had it. By the way, if you're watching on the screen, I've had the website up right next to Jason the entire time that he's been speaking. So you can, you know, kind of just see the front page. But they have a 3-month free offer that's available. You can get it in the Apple App Store or in the Google Play Store. And it's called, again, Higher Bond. And I know there are a lot of folks out there that are saying, how do I find that person? I'm working. I'm trying to get, you know, through school. My day is just packed in, and I'm not seeing what I'm looking for. Here's an opportunity to see and to pray about and to see if God would bring you someone using an app that you know is predicated on Christian biblical principles.
Amen. Yeah, and again, if anyone wants to join us for that training this week, it's completely free.
Okay.
thestateofdating.com. So thestateofdating.com, all you got to do is add your email, and we'll send you a link on Thursday to check that out.
thestateofdating.com. thestateofdating.com. Jason, thank you so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hang tight for a second. All right. Sure. Lynn M. Taylor coming up right after this. We're going to take our break. We will be back.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your ClanSlate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your ClanSlate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Again, I hope you'll check that out, higherbond.com. A lot of young people are looking at these dating apps, and I'm appreciative that Jason has taken the time to go to pastors and go around the country and really sincerely pursue a Christian approach to the online dating scenarios. So check that out. Well, I'm also very appreciative of my next guest. It's been fun to get to have conversations with her. I think this is our third on-air conversation that we've had, and I'm just very appreciative of the Common Core Diva, Lynn with an E-M Taylor. Lynn, welcome. Good to have you.
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor Greg. And you know what? It seems like it's been a lot more than three conversations, but oh, wow.
it really does. But when you have somebody that you connect with, right, It's like you just pick up and you go right. You go right past all the surface stuff and you go right into the meat of the matter. And right, and that makes the conversations, you know, richer, and the connection just that much stronger. So I really appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I really you. Appreciate
and
that.
I think we're going to do that today because a couple of weeks ago we talked about H.R. 5349, which is the Crucial Communism Teaching Act. And the reason I wanted to come back today was I have done a lot more digging into not necessarily the bill itself, because we covered that during our first conversation about it, but who is backing this and why are they backing this? And is there more to this than what we've been told by the shiny, happy press people?
So a 60-second look at it is basically if you looked at it just as its shiny self, you would say, oh, they're passing an act to try to stop communism from being taught in school. Wow, this is great. Oh, my gosh, finally somebody's doing something about this. And that's and at first blush, that's what you might, you know, be thinking until you peel back the layers of the book.
Right. And I found out that the organization who is in charge of the curriculum, oh, what a politically tied group that is. But they're going to come out of the gate going, oh, well, we're national and we're nonpartisan and all this other kind of stuff. And so let me point you. Now, all the resources that we're going to be talking about today will be in the archives. Is that correct?
Yeah. What will happen is when I post this video on Rumble, I will take and copy and paste in the links for all of that so you'll have it. And I'll probably put it, I'm going to look and see. I don't know if I have an education tab, but one of the tabs on my site, my blog post tabs, it'll go under that. So that way it'll go out to my email list.
Right. Well, I am looking at the press release from the main sponsor, and her name is Maria Elvira Salazar, and I think I said that correctly. Anyway, she is from the 27th District of Florida, and you would spell her last name S-A-L-A-Z-A-R. And I did some digging. She's a world-renowned Hispanic reporter in her past. She has one book that she has published that was widely popular, If God Be With You, Then Who Is Against You? And I thought this was kind of ironic because she's gotten tons of awards from tons of different think tanks and organizations, and she's been a TV reporter and all this other kind of stuff, but she's now a politician. Okay. But if you go and you look at her website, and I'm not picking just on this one congresswoman, okay? If you go and look at a lot of the bills that she has sponsored, almost none of them, Pastor Greg, have to do with American citizens. By and large, most of it is, let's go send money to this country. Let's go send money to that country. Let's go do this here, there, and everywhere except here in America. Now, she was born in America.
Wow. And
she has all these connections. She's sitting in a place of power and comes out with this bill. And here's what the press release says. Hang on just a second. Let me turn the page. Let's see here. It says here, the CCT Act makes educational materials available through the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation to help educate middle and high school students about the dangers of communism and totalitarianism and how they are contrary to the founding principles of freedom and, wait for it, democracy in the United States. Over 100 million people have died due to the tragic legacy of communism. However, due to the lack of accurate educational materials, almost one-third of Generation Z members have a favorable view of communism. Okay. I hate to tell you, that view of communism has been embraced in this nation well before this one generation. It absolutely has. Now, I went in and looked at some of the co-sponsors. Okay, hang on just a second. Let me get to that. Here's one. I'm proud to co-sponsor this bill, which empowers the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation to develop a civic education curriculum and oral history resources for high school students to learn about the malignant, dangerous ideologies that contradict the foundational principles of brace yourself, American democracy.
Can we hold right there so that because sure. So my audience here's the problem, and Don Jans and I have been talking about this for 10 years on this program.
Right.
Democracy is the slippery slope to socialism and then communism.
Okay. Absolutely.
So whenever you hear someone talking about American democracy, you need to immediately red flag that and say, hold on just a minute. America's not a democracy. Benjamin Franklin was asked that very specific question upon the conclusion of the First Continental Congress. Are we a democracy or a republic? And his response is, we are a republic if you can keep it. A representative republic. Go ahead, Lynn. I'm sorry. So important, I think, because apparently, and when you hear one of these organizations that takes on the banner democracy, like they're an investigative, we're the Command Democracy for Liberty and Freedom organization. The fact that they put democracy in there.
Mm-hmm.
Should be your first clue that liberty and freedom are the last things on their mind.
Absolutely. That was what
even though they don't real, they may not even realize it. Some of their members may not even realize it. Go ahead. I'm so sorry. But
No, you're fine. It's just I want to point out these are people in power in Congress, and they are even saying, oh, we are a democracy. No, we are a constitutional republic. That quote that I just read was from Representative Lloyd Smucker. Here's another one from Representative Michelle Steele. She also has co-sponsored this. As a first-generation American whose parents fled communism in North Korea, I understand how precious freedom is for those who have suffered at the hands of oppression. One way we can protect democracy is by ensuring we never forget the millions of people who lost their lives or loved ones to the evil of communism. Through this legislation, I am proud to help not only preserve their memory, but the American dream.
Can I just really quickly, and Lynn, I know you've got some great books too, but this is one of the books that's in the package that Don has donated to our ministry. And we got five of them, but one of them is this: Republic or Democracy, does it matter? And he spells out clearly in this book the difference between a republic and a democracy. If you're at home and you're saying, you know, I hear these words and I'm like, okay, this word is this, and we give away these books. It's a $150 donation, and we've got six books that we'll send you with that donation, each one of them giving you a better understanding of this democracy issue. Lynn, I'm sorry. I think you know who Don is, I believe. But Don Jans, sure. his name's Don Jans. You guys should meet. You would enjoy him. Anyway, go ahead, please.
Let me give you one more quote, and this one is by Representative Scott Franklin. Ronald Reagan was right. Freedom is only one generation away from extinction. It is not passed on to future generations. We're responsible to teach our kids about the dangers of other systems of government that trade personal liberty for false promises of prosperity. I thank Representative Salazar for her leadership on this issue. Okay, promises of prosperity. How many current and former administrations, Pastor Greg, have we had who have done this very thing and called it a republic or a democracy? We have seen our government shift its power structure before our very eyes into promises that mean nothing, backed by little.
Absolutely. We're watching it right now with this Speaker of the House battle that's going on.
Absolutely.
I mean, that you've got Republicans that would side with Democrats to put a speaker in is just absolutely. Well, that's what happened. That's what they're doing in Texas.
but they're showing their true colors. We have known for years, especially doing the research that I do in the education realm, they will pretend to be arch enemies in front of that camera, but let it be behind closed doors in Congress or in your local state house, and they are working across the aisle together to come to the same conclusion, and that is that we the people mean nothing. We are their peasants, and they are our rulers. And we've let them do this. Now, let me list you the representatives who have co-signed this booger. All right. We have House Republican Conference Chair Elisa Stefanik from New York, Representative Mario Ballart from Florida, Representative Carlos Gimenez from Florida, Representative Victoria Sparks from Indiana, Representative Alex Mooney from West Virginia, Representative Mike Bost from Illinois, Representative Jeff Duncan from South Carolina, Representative Chris Smith from New Jersey, Representative Buddy Carter from Georgia, Representative Dan Crenshaw from Texas, Representative Doug LaMalfa from California, Representative Pete Sessions from Texas, Representative Ashley Hinson from Iowa, Representative Scott Fitzgerald from Wisconsin, Representative Marianette Miller Meeks from Iowa, Representative Gus Bilaricus from Florida, Representative Michelle Steele from California, Representative Nicole Malakantakis, I hope I didn't kill that name too badly, New York, David Valvatico from California, Representative Drew Ferguson from Georgia, Representative Lisa McClain from Michigan, Representative Scott Franklin from Florida, Representative Monica De La Cruz from Texas, Representative Michael Waltz from Florida, Representative Lloyd Smucker from Pennsylvania, Representative Rich McCormick from Georgia, and finally, Representative Keith Self from Texas. So my question and my charge to everyone listening, first of all, every one of these is signing on to preserve a democracy, not a republic. Every one of these is saying, oh, yes, communism is evil, but we are accepting open-armedly all the socialism that already exists in America that our government is backing through these promises of empty prosperity. We also need to understand that the Victim of Communism Memorial Foundation was founded back in 1993 under Public Law 103-199. That would be Bill Clinton. And then George W. Bush, the first, dedicated the memorial in 2007. And the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation is a nonprofit, education, research, and global human rights entity.
Well, you noted. It's interesting to note the relationship that George H.W. Bush had with Bill Clinton. Yeah. They paraded around the world more or less promoting, you know, democracy, socialism, and ultimately a hybrid form of communism.
Right.
And pretending as though it was, you know, charity of some sort.
Right. And what I found out about Representative Salazar is that she just won an award called Policymaker of the Year. But in the press release about that, what is she coming out and embracing? STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. And who saddled us with STEM? Mm-hmm. The United Nations.
Well, and again, these are entities that have absolute antithesis with mm-hmm. our American way. And the biggest issue they have is with God. The right. biggest issue they have is with the idea that God is the one who gives us our freedoms, our liberties, and our rights, and that yeah. they are inherent in us because government he's placed them in us. Yeah, government doesn't assign them, and God doesn't assign them as an external. They are actually a part of who we are, which mm-hmm. is why our founders said that they would pledge their life, their liberty, and all of their possessions. Because all of that belonged to God, and they saw the King of England declaring himself to be God as an affront to God.
Right. Well, you ready for some more twists and turns behind this crucial Communism Act?
Yes.
Okay. The victims of communism's curriculum aligns with Common Core state standards. How did I prove that? Because I went and I dug. And they align to the National Center for History, which is housed at the University of California, under the guidance of the National Council for History Standards. So now what I did for everyone, and you'll get this in the links for the archive, is I will show you, here's the curriculum, here's where you can find the standard alignments, here's what that standard alignment means, this is the entity that houses it, this is the entity that writes it. And then when you scroll down to the entity that writes it, which is that National Center for History at the University of California, you will see very blatantly where it says aligns to the Common Core state standards. But there's more, because they also tie to the Next Generation Science Standards. And I found those in the state of Florida's Next Generation Sunshine State Standards for Social Studies, which just made the news when DeSantis said, we're going to observe, the very same day that the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation will observe World Awareness Day for Communism. DeSantis has championed that in Florida to be included in the curriculum. So they're rubber stamped to meet Florida's Common Core state standards, because DeSantis lied when he said, oh, we got rid of Common Core. No, they rebranded it. And here we have found it hidden in the social studies standards. And they're going to tell you that we hate communism. Well, here's my question. DeSantis is in the political hopper for being a president. And then you find out all this stuff. Why would you trust him or anything that is connected to all this, because it gets even worse? But yet we're going to trot him out. And oh, yes, he's for freedom. He's for this. He's for that. No, he's not.
I'm with you. I just wanted to make sure. No, I'm with you. I there was an email that was sent while I was on air, so I have to.
Okay. All right.
I have to address that, otherwise we have an issue.
Okay. I will tell you that one of the resources you're going to get was suggested as a homework piece by the Victims of Communism's aligned standards in their curriculum that said, oh, yes, here's this video by the Capital Research Center. And it's about 3 minutes, and it's called Communism Will Always Be Violent. Now, I watched it. And, you know, here was the thing that got me. As I'm watching it, Pastor Greg, I'm seeing some of the very same things that have started to happen here in America be described as awful, evil, and violent, which I don't disagree with, whether it happened over in the former Soviet Union or whether it's going on here right now. But I got to do a little bit more digging into the Capital Research Center. And Influence Watch has categorized them as a right-leaning nonprofit. There are roots to Reagan, Bush, the Hoover Institute, and Heritage Foundations, all of which have been proven by my research to be in on this globalization of our education system, especially through that false narrative of school choice. Now, you're going to sit here and think, well, Reagan was a good guy. No, he wasn't. He signed education and technology agreements with the Soviet Union, known as Russia, to trade information that would include data tracking. Bush, we know, came out and said, we're going to be part of the New World Order. If you look at some of the idiots who are in Hoover Institute and Heritage Foundation, they have just as many toxic and corrupt ties. Then go look, and I've provided this for you as well, the link into what groups have funded Capital Research Center, which claims it is nonpartisan and that it is out there to snoop out corruption. And I'm going to ask you, why in the world could we trust this video to be teaching us that communism is evil when we've got communistic, socialistic groups funding this one group? Are they giving us a preview of what's to come or what is happening now? Or are they warning us? I beg people to watch that and ask yourself that tough question.
Usually they will tell you what they are going to do. That's generally speaking, they are not bashful about giving you a preview of what they are intending to accomplish. And so that you have to take them at their word. If they tell you this is what they are intending to do. I know there's, you know, mixtures of funds. I mean, I looked at, you know, like CRC and looked at the history pieces that you had sent and so forth. And and when you initially look at it, I mean, there's not that much in there that I would say, okay, they're not attacking the right groups. I think they're going after the right people. I guess the question then becomes, you know, just you've got to be mindful. I guess what we've got to do is put our filters on, right, Lynn?
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, we've got to put our filters on and say, okay, these pieces of information are good, and that's a good thing. And you know, I mean, when you look at the NDAA, well, there's a National Defense Authorization Act is a necessary element for national security. However, there are so many things that get added in, including having given over to the WHO essentially our entire healthcare system without even the use of the treaty provisions that should protect us. Congress has already green-lighted this through another appropriations type of billing, and they've already passed this, and this NDAA has been signed. So, you know, you look at the Patriot Act. The purpose of the Patriot Act, initially you would look at that and you would say, well, yes, we do want to monitor terrorists. Yes, we do want to make sure. I had a conversation, you know, about these Hamas protesters. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions that comes to my mind is okay, if this was World War II, would you allow pro-Hitler protesters to march down your main streets and try to promote Hitler here in the United States, knowing what he was doing in Germany and knowing how horrific they were? Would you say, well, they have a right to say that because it's free speech? Or would you recognize that, no, wait, let's think about this just a minute. These are not... These aren't even American. You can't even apply that because they're really not acting like American citizens. American citizens have a loyalty to this country. We can debate on policies and certain policy issues, but we should never be debating about literally burning down the country.
Yeah.
Does that? Yeah. I mean, Am I speaking the right language here? Is that all making sense?
It does. I just want to point out that, you know, the Patriot Act put several non-threatening populations on a terrorist list, including homeschoolers, because we were non-conforming.
I agree.
So you have to look.
Yep.
That was not so much about protecting us as it was, let's see who we can marginalize. And this particular crucial communism teaching act is a can of worms waiting to explode, but it's being sold as, oh, we need to be aware. Well, here's the problem. If you go back and you look at a historical view of when communism was included in public education, people didn't want it. It was when they pulled it out and then started glorifying it, especially through the United Nations and the Sustainable Development Goals, which are in our schools. They're in our homeschools. They're in our churches. They are in our communities. They are everywhere. I mean, next week.
Final seconds, because we're going over. Go ahead. Say that. Make that final thought, and I've already got these links. There's 12 links. I've got them all posted in the description section. So as soon as this video goes up, you'll be able to follow them. Folks, do your research. I think the most critical message, Lynn, that we can give folks today is be aware and do your research. Don't just take Lynn and I and say, oh, okay, well, I'm gonna just, you know, follow what Pastor said or what Lynn said or the combination of the,
do your own
research, because you've got children that are being impacted by this. You've got children, you've got grandchildren, you've got nieces and nephews, and you need to help them navigate what's coming at them and give them the tools that they need to be able to intelligently and logically listen. When we take on the faith, we don't check out the brain. God has given us wisdom and knowledge and understanding and the ability to discern good from bad and to discern out evil and to recognize truth. And we need to use our noggin. Lynn, thanks. We're over time, but thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it for you being here. CommonCoreDiva.com. But this will all be up, packaged together on Rumble here in the very, very near future. Lynn, thank you very much for being here today. God bless you. All right. Steve Gorham is waiting in the wings. We'll be back. We'll talk economy coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thank you, Lynn.